So March Madness begins today. Don't be surprised if your colleagues are a little scarce at lunchtime as they huddle over their brackets, which is to say picking their favorites to win this year's tournament. So on this occasion of March Madness and in recognition of Women's History Month, we decided to visit with the winningest high school basketball coach of all time, male or female. Last December, she passed the national mark of 1,333 victories set by a retired boys coach in Fort Worth, Texas. And she has no intention of giving up. Her name is Lita Andrews. At 73, she's been coaching for almost five decades and was inducted into the National Basketball Hall of Fame in Knoxville, Tennessee last year. But she's lost none of her fire, still coaching the Lady Pirates at Granbury High School in Granbury, Texas.
You didn't block out a soul. You just guarded oxygen here. At 73 years old, I think I can play point guard better than that.
That's from a CBS News profile of Lita Andrews late last year. And we are lucky enough to have Lita Andrews with us now. She was kind enough to interrupt her busy schedule, and she's with us from Dallas. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm pleased that you asked me to be on your program.
So how did this start when you started playing basketball? It wasn't that common for girls to play any sport.
Very true. It was common that girls do not sweat, and girls are to be studious in the classroom and little homemakers. And I grew up thinking I would be an entertainer of singing, and I grew up in the country, Michelle, and every day I would entertain the farm animals by singing. And finally, one day, my daddy told me, he said, I think you need to start playing some basketball. And there was one over next to the barn, and I picked it up and played with it a little while. And from that day on, it became glued to me, and you can see where I am today.
He encouraged you and your sister and your brother to all play sports when you weren't obviously, you know, working on the farm. And I just wondered, sometimes when dads encourage their girls to play sports, other guys give them the business for that. And I just wondered whether his friends ever gave him the business for encouraging you all to play sports.
Well, I think my daddy was a very wise man in the fact that he did not want us to always stay on the farm. He thought that through athletics that would open some doors for us. And it's amazing how it did materialize to prove him correct.
How did you get into coaching?
Well, when I got my first degree, I got it in elementary education, and I did my internship of practice teaching, and I went home one day, and I was married by now, and I told my husband, I can't do this all my life. There's something else I want to do more, and that is teach and coach. So I went back to school, got a secondary teaching certificate in kinesiology and English, and then went to the high school level, started teaching and coaching, and it was a love that I had from way back when, and it still is with me today. I have such a passion for the sport. I have such a passion in working with young people. I never let a day go by that I don't study the game, but I would have to say that probably the greatest gift is that I can see my young ladies learning the value of sports. To me, athletics is a lot like a democracy. There's rules, there's regulations, and you have to abide by all of that. So I love seeing my young ladies capitalize on that phase of sports.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. I'm speaking with Coach Lita Andrews. She is the winningest high school basketball coach in the country. It goes without saying that she's been inducted into the National Basketball Hall of Fame. She's 73. She's still coaching. You know what? I'm going to play that little clip again that we had at the beginning, just the first part of that clip. I'm just going to give people a little bit of a flavor in case they missed it of your style. Here it is.
Do not let that girl pin you. Same old, same old. My gosh. She's pushing her everywhere.
Whenever a coach isn't yelling at you, that's when they don't care anymore.
And
she always yells at us, so obviously she still cares.
Would you say tough love is your style, Coach? How would you describe it?
It is a tough love. Even in a family relationship, you have to have a tough love with your own children. And that doesn't go to say, as these young ladies come on into my program, I would adopt every one of them because I grow to appreciate them and love them. But you've got to have discipline. They've got to make a commitment, and they've got to want to learn to grow and work hard. And I expect all those ingredients to come from my athletes.
Do you think that the players today, the young players today, have the same work ethic that you did when you first started playing and coaching?
Some do and some do not. Some have the passion that I have, and I hope I never want it more than what my young ladies want it, but I'm beginning to see that turn. My passion is so much greater than the athletes of today. There's so much competition in the sports arena today, and the fact that the young ladies have so many more opportunities. I always said that when the cell phones became so freely around every individual in a school system, in a sports team, that it's an interference. Michelle, you won't believe, but when we load up on a bus to go on a road trip, I take all the cell phones up and keep them till we get back to Granbury.
Really?
Yeah, I do, because if there's an emergency, those parents know how to get a hold of me. And if the girls have an emergency, I have a phone with me, and they're welcome to use it. But I see too much texting. There's not enough team building. There's not enough interrelation, socializing with their teammates. And I think those are the valuable things that you get from a team sport.
What about other coaches? Told that perhaps before you enter the history books, that there's some of the male coaches did not appreciate that you were as successful as you are. Is that true?
Well, I have bumped into that. They have to deal with it, not me. I hate losing, Michelle. I'm a very poor, poor loser. So in order to be successful, you've got to work and work hard. And prosperity comes about by hard work. And so many men coaches, I mean, since I've even won the award, I work with a lot of people that can't even say congratulations, Lita. You know, they can't bring themselves to do that. But, you know, that shows me how immature they are. Not to think that I haven't worked hard for 49 years, Michelle, and given so much of my time, so much of my life to my programs. And I try not to even give them the time of day. I just move on, and I'm a happy-go-lucky person. Yes, I've tasted many roads of success, and I plan to taste some more too, Michelle.
Yes, ma'am, I hear that. But I'm told now, is this true that you also caution your players that they are not to wish the other team good luck before a game? Is that true?
Well, yes, I don't tell them not to go do it. If they want to go shake the hands of our opponents that we're getting ready to play, that we prepared and worked hard.
To beat into the ground.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Really, is that true? You don't encourage all this, all this bonding ahead of time?
Hoopla. That I can't understand the person that ever said, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Let me tell you, he wasn't even proud enough to sign that statement. It does matter whether you win or lose. To me, there's one outlet, and that is to win, to be successful. And so as we prepare for our competition, I've never made that a habit of my young ladies going over and shaking the hands of the opponents, the coach, the officials. I still respect them. I respect the team we're playing. I respect the coaches. But when the game's over with, then we can demonstrate sportsmanship, and we do, but not before the game, Michelle.
Yes, ma'am. I will keep that in mind. And I do want to ask if you have any wisdom to share, particularly because we live in a time when I think people aren't telling girls anymore, women, for the most part, what they can and cannot do. But we still don't see women participating in public life to the same degree that men are. We still see many women who feel that they have to choose between having a career and having a family. And you've managed to do both those things. You've managed to excel in your field and also to have a family. And I'd just like to ask if you have any wisdom to share.
I agree that a woman can do both. I feel like I have never neglected any phase of my career or my family. I feel like I've given them all just as much as they've needed. And if I were to say, I think what one wants to do, the sky is the limit. But then again, I always realized that I was a wife too. And I never wanted to shuck that responsibility. I wanted to own up to my commitment to those vows and make it all work. And it's hard. It's very hard. It's tough at times. It'd be easy to feel sorry for yourself or to to make excuses, but we don't whine in our family. We don't make excuses. We just do the very best that we all can.
All right. Lita Andrews is the nation's winningest high school basketball coach. She's been inducted into the National Basketball Hall of Fame. She's been coaching for almost 5 decades, and she doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon. And she was kind enough to join us from Dallas. Lita Andrews, coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle, and I appreciate you having me with you.